truth.
I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Well, that's the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. The many times we give and rhyme to that we're not single. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 26th day of September. We have with us at the moment Dave Hodges, and we have Jeff Nyquist. Dave has two websites, that is thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. Jeff Nyquist has a website. It is jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at Amazon. Dave, just give you a heads up. You're on video in case you don't know. And Dave and Jeff, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. You're not on mute. Jeff, we can't hear you, sir. Well, Jeff will jump in here at some point. Dave, how long do we have you for this morning, sir?
I'm here for about 30 because I'm hitting the road. I've got to go speak to a tea party up in the Arizona mountains.
A tea party is not as active as they were, what has it been, 18, 20 years ago? But they're selective in some parts of the country, aren't they?
They are. Arizona has a series of smaller ones, and they are staffed by some pretty activist types.
I know one of the things, and this is for everybody who's interested in political activism, one of the things that frustrated the government, frustrated the mass media, is there was no central office, no central leadership, no central control, which really frustrated the mass media and the government both, didn't it?
Oh, it did, and but the IRS tried to make up for it by harassing them with undue audits, and I'm sure as the election nears, we're going to see a repeat of that philosophy.
All right. You probably have a list of several topics you want to talk about here, Dave. What's on the top of your list?
Well, I got a couple things. One is the Lahaina has been sold. And it's almost more of a metaphorical statement, but it soon will be a reality statement. There was a meeting yesterday chaired by Governor, as I've nicknamed him, Josh Gangrene, because he is a gangster, and he is really toxic to his people. But he chaired a meeting, and it was a Smart Island meeting, like smart cities, and he denies that's what he's doing, but that's all they talked about were those concepts. And they have announced now that no one can rebuild in Lahaina for 2 years. Now, it's not because of toxicity. That's a lie. You could rebuild in about 2 weeks if you treated the land, at the most 2 months, but not 2 years. But see, the strategy is, where can people stay for 2 years while they try to rebuild their land? And, of course, this is the governor who illegally and unconstitutionally said, well, if there's a natural disaster in Lahaina, I can rezone it. Like, he can give away people's land. But that's effectively what he's doing, because that's what the elite want. And people, you need to understand, this is coming to your community. You may not be purposely burned out like Lahaina was. You may not have your death count artificially increased through closing the exits by the police, not turning on the water, and not warning the people with sirens. You may not have those specific things happen, but they're coming for your land. They are eliminating all private property ownership in America as we speak, whether it's the 30-30 plan taking land from farmers, or it's the commercial real estate and housing real estate collapse that will eventually leave most Americans with no option but to move in commercial real estate converted to residential real estate properties in urban ghettos. And that's what smart cities are. They're going to be open-air urban ghettos, and this is well underway. And, John, the biggest thing I discovered in my research was the true power of BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. I knew they were powerful, but listen to these numbers. BlackRock accounts for 70% of the American GDP, and together, the three clowns, as I call them, they account for 90% of GDP.
Well, when you say account for it, you mean they own the common share, stock shares of the producers?
A lot of different ways they do it. Subsidiary holdings, interlocking boards of directorate, and then what you just mentioned. Those are the three primary ways they do it. And I was stunned at how much power they have. And what's really, really interesting here is this Congress has enacted to aid Maui. They can send dollars to the terrorist nation of Iran, and it would take $5 billion to rebuild Lahaina, but they won't do it. They won't even address it. And that's because they're all afraid of BlackRock. And I completely understand the power base, but this is where our government is worthless. And I believe the Supreme Court is intimidated by them. If you wonder about some of the questionable rulings they have, it's whatever BlackRock wants, it gets. And then I've learned a little bit about the power structure in my research. I used to think the World Economic Forum was really directing things around the world, and, you know, smart cities in Brazil's the same as smart cities in America. Welcome to the World Economic Forum and the UN. But as I'm learning, BlackRock controls all of it. They these entities answer to BlackRock. And then I looked at who owns BlackRock, and they have different shareholders, and it's a shared wealth. But there's one group I want to point out in particular. Vanguard, which is privately held, not on the, they're not on the stock market, they're not on the S&P, and they are the largest shareholder for BlackRock. But here's what's weird, John. This is like walking into the Twilight Zone.
Right.
We don't know who owns Vanguard.
Right.
So therefore, we don't know who the major controlling factors are for BlackRock. I couldn't tell you. I mean, people say, is it Bill Gates? I don't know. Is it Rothschild? I don't know. Oppenheimer? Don't know. It's bizarre. I've never seen anything like that where I couldn't determine ownership of a company. But because they're privately held, they don't have to tell you. But let me just get down to the bottom line.
Is the board of directors public? Is the board of directors public? Do you know?
Yes, but they're more of a perfunctory group. And what I mean is I can't find actions that they take. Let's put it this way. Vanguard is obscured in mystery. It's, like I said, I've researched a lot of things, and it's changed because they used to be publicly held. I'll give you an example. Let's bring in a little Obama scandal. Back in the Gulf oil spill, as they called it, which was totally deliberate, Obama said, I'm going to use Corexit to clean up the oil, and it never cleaned it up. All it does is submerge it into the oil column and produce algae, and it's the only thing that grows. And what I found out is that, first of all, the EPA had banned the use of Corexit, and it was banned in 19 nations like ourselves, first world nations. But Obama says, no, we're going to do this. And he overrode the EPA. He made administrative changes in the agency, and he started introducing Corexit. Well, as I researched this, I found out that all of Obama's investments in 2010 and 2011 were in Vanguard 1 and Vanguard 2, owned by Vanguard, of course, and they made money on Corexit, which is why they did what they did. And at that time, I could trace something like this because it was a publicly held company, but it is no longer. But they have a history of corruption, and the Corexit is probably the best example I could offer. But what we have here is the unified field theory of the takeover of the planet. Einstein, in his physics quest, wanted to find one theory that explained everything. E equals MC squared, it did a lot, but it wasn't unified field theory. But BlackRock is like the scientific equivalent of the unified field theory. If you want to see something that's happening in Brazil, oh, like a stolen election and what machines they use, you don't have to go any farther than BlackRock. And they have their hands in everything. And let me talk about Lahaina and Maui in particular. The biggest developer on the islands and across the United States is a group called Keller Williams. BlackRock is the number one majority stockholder at 19.5%. Vanguard is at 14%. And what's interesting is Hawaii Electric, who they're trying to blame for this event, and they really are blameless in this. But BlackRock owns 8.5% as their majority stockholder. Vanguard, again, is number two. And John, bear with me just for a second here. Why would BlackRock be involved with Hawaii Electric, who's being blamed for spreading the fire with their unsafe practices? And that's not true. They turned off their power, and I have video evidence of this played on my YouTube channel. They are not culpable for this, but they're taking a hit. Maui County has sued them. Now, this is interesting because BlackRock is managing both ends of this.
Really?
There's going to be lawsuits for the Lahaina civilians, obviously. That's coming. In fact, actually, I understand a few of them were filed last week. And what a judge will do is they'll take the Maui County lawsuit, and a corrupt judge will enjoin these lawsuits coming in with these civilians with the Maui County lawsuit. Now, Hawaii Electric is not culpable. They are absolutely not culpable, but they're still getting sued. And so you'll have all these lawsuits be molded into a class action suit. And because there's not culpability, there'll be a small out-of-court settlement, and the people of Lahaina who sue will get pennies on the dollar because it's a bad case, and they'll have to sign non-disclosure agreements. Now, what do I base that on? I had 8 years of a property rights battle against the McCain Mafia. I know how these people work. 8 years of hard experience, and this is exactly what they're going to do. And I tried to advise some of the leaders in Hawaii who are trying to organize. I said, you need federal lawsuits based on indigenous property rights that gives you federal civil rights protections, and that lawsuit can't be enjoined by a corrupt judge because it's a state matter versus a federal matter. I don't know if I got through when I made my presentation. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. But BlackRock is willing to take the hit for a small out-of-court settlement with Hawaii Electric, for the benefit that they're going to get is the majority stockholder and the biggest developers on the islands. So when they carve up Lahaina, which is beachfront Hawaii property, I mean, you could build an 800-foot shack, and it'd probably be worth $2 million. They're going to make a heck of a lot of money on this by managing both ends. And this is how they do business. They're everywhere. I knew they were big, John. I didn't know until I looked into this that they were this big. In fact, they're collapsing the commercial real estate market. And there's all kinds of debts that are coming due, and BlackRock and the Federal Reserve are working together on this. And BlackRock keeps recommending raising the interest rates. It's going to cause corporations to go broke, and their commercial real estate will go defunct. In L.A., they're building 2.5 million units from converted commercial real estate, and this is where they're going to move people in the suburbs and in the rural areas. They're creating homes for all of you Americans right now in these smart city open air ghettos. And how are they going to get you off your land? Well, part of it's the 30-30 plan, where government has all kinds of tricks up their sleeves that I've talked about on my YouTube channel to get farmers off of their land. So they want control of the food supply. They want people out of the rural areas. And in the suburbs, they're making gas so expensive. Phoenix last week, gas went up 65 cents in 4 days. And that's because Biden has canceled oil leases in Alaska. We only trade now pretty much with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is going to the BRICS nations, and they won't be able to take the dollar much longer as a result of that move. Our oil reserves are depleted. We are in really big trouble with oil, and it's going to get so expensive that if you live in the suburbs and you have to commute to go to work, you're going to have to move near it. So this is some of the ways they're going to get you off your property, and they're collapsing real estate by the rising interest rates, because as the loans get renegotiated, there's $2 trillion of loans that get negotiated in the next 4 months. That's going to crush a lot of the real estate, and then that's providing the homes. In San Francisco, they've been doing these conversions for years. In L.A., like I said, they announced 2.5 million commercial real estate conversions into home real estate. John, this is how they're going to get us in the smart cities, and the plan is already in action.
Well, ironically, the COVID shutdowns play right into this, because many companies had their employees work from home, and they found out they don't even need the expensive office space. making that expensive office space available for conversion, doesn't it?
Well, no, you're exactly right. And so now what we know is the UN is taking over healthcare for the world. They announced a global initiative yesterday, a five-point plan, and some of it's really autocratic, and they're really stepping outside their lane. Not only will they determine who has to take the vaccine and who doesn't, and they said universal mandatory compliance, they're also going to demand vaccine passports. So when Bill Gates said last week, you know, you're going to have to take my digital ID, that's exactly what he's talking about. And then they're going to determine censorship rules, who can talk and who can't talk and what can they talk about. They will exercise basically martial law control, and we'll have medical martial law in this country, but they're doing it globally. Now, there were 11 nations in the UN before they passed this resolution that objected, and they just said, we don't care what you say, we're going to do it anyway. And this is what Biden signed when he first came into office. He signed an agreement with the World Health Organization that said, if I declare a health emergency, you get to come in and take over. This is totally illegal. First of all, it's a treaty with a foreign entity, and it didn't go through the Senate for two-thirds approval, which is unconstitutional.
That's right. But who's
following the law? And now the UN has actually codified this with their own action. So I think we're right on the edge, John, of just totally being taken over. United States Constitution will soon be defunct.
Let's say good morning to Jeff. He had some technical issues. And Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Just to give you a heads up, Dave can only stay with us about another 13 minutes, and we're going to turn over to the show to our you and I having a discussion, and we'll have Steve Bannon at the top of the hour. So just stand by here, Jeff. Dave, do you want to take a call?
Sure.
Listen, we have Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
All these things are happening so fast. Is there anywhere, I'm wondering where this isn't going to happen on Earth? And I will also add, there's a prophetess named Celestial. She's on the internet, the Master's Voice. It's on YouTube, Rumble, and everything. All the vaccine stuff is not on YouTube. But she talks about smart cities in great detail, smart the beast system, going into stores and having things pop up in front of you, and then you have to scan and all this stuff. Her detail that she has seen in these visions, apparently, is amazing, and I will forward that to you. But, I mean, you're showing us the mechanism of this actually happening. Where do you think it won't happen on Earth, or where will it happen first? The U.S.?
Actually, in terms of central bank digital currency, which is part of this scheme, they're bringing that into the third world. They're doing it everywhere. But they're really focusing on the third world full speed ahead because they're going to get the least resistance.
I mean, property ownership, property.
Well, it's all related. There's going to be no property ownership. This is the move. This is what I'm talking to the Tea Party about today in the mountains of Arizona. There's a move to have no property ownership. You will
worldwide. You're saying worldwide.
Yeah. It's eventually going to be global. Yes. Can you stay one step ahead of the burning bridge by relocating to a foreign government? Yeah, you might buy a year. I don't think you're going to be able to buy much longer. So that's why it's better to hunker down in place here in the United States and resist. I mean, honestly, and let me say this real clearly so we don't have the FBI kicking in my door today. I think this ends in civil war for a lot of different reasons. And I'm not advocating it because I'm too old to fight and too fat to run. But as a result of this, I'm just telling you, the people, we have 400 million handguns in this country. And the minute you're forcing people off their property, you're stealing from them actively, you're going to get resistance. And then it'll be up to the military. Which way are you going to go? And I'll play that scenario out here just for a second. Before Obama left office, he too signed an illegal, unconstitutional agreement with the UN. It's called the Kigali Principles. And if he declares an emergency of any type, medical, political, whatever it would be, then the UN can bring peacekeeper troops on our soil. And I predict that some of the military is going to rise up against this. I've had conversations with high-ranking military, and I do think the atmosphere will be correct where they'll feel justified in doing this. And I think we'll be having a war on our homeland right here against UN troops, and that will include the Chinese. I think it's going to get really
She's also spoken about that, too, type of thing. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for the call. We got a break coming up here, Dave. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
I think we stay on this path because I want to talk about what Biden's doing with something called the 30-30 plan.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, here's our break. We didn't have a bomb.
Hold on to the oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, we've got about 5 minutes before you need to go out the door. Let's get your final comment, sir.
Okay. Let me just very briefly introduce the 30-30, and we could talk about it more later. But, you know, it was publicized that Biden basically stole the Grand Canyon from Arizona and surrounding states. And he grabbed private land in the process where they prevent mining and farming and so forth. And this is part of his 30-30 plan based on Agenda 2030. And when you look at it in print, it says 30x30, 30 by 30. And it's a plan to really eliminate all rural ownership of land. And I'll just give you one example of what they're doing. They'll come in to a farmer and they'll say, we want to buy your farm. And Congress has allocated $900 million to this endeavor. And they'll offer over market price. Well, a lot of farmers won't sell because they've had farms in their family for 150 years. So they'll go, no, go pound sand. Well, okay, well, how about if we help you make some money? We can build windmills on your land. We can do solar farm. We can build an easement, and we'll pay you for this. We'll pay you really well. And the minute a farmer takes one penny of federal money, they now fall subject to climate change policies of this administration, which means that nitrate, methane, and so forth can be limited. And it's just the same thing that they did, you know, in the Netherlands, where they destroyed farming there. This is how you cut farm production. And if farm production gets cut very much by the farmer, he has no choice but to sell. And then the investors show up, and basically they're underwritten by BlackRock. And they come in, and they'll offer a pretty good price to try to get you to go. Okay, now that's one part. And then the last part of that is, let's say Farmer A is now federally controlled because he sold out and he's got federal money coming in. Farmers B, C, D, and E who surround him, what ends up happening now is that their nitrates, methane, and other farm products intrude onto the farm that's federally controlled. They too could have their farm activities limited. And this is just one example of 3030 getting themselves into farming to get farming out. They want China and Bill Gates to own the farms. That's pretty clear the way the trend is going. And there's some Congress people, I got to admit, are doing a decent job because they're seeing this and they've introduced bills that try to make it illegal for China to own farmland in America, but it's not working. And it's not working because this is part of the BlackRock super plan for taking over all private land.
Amazing. Well, in addition to what you just said, which I agree with, the German company Nestle has been buying up springs all over the country. And I've talked to spring owners that have been approached by Nestle Corporation to buy their springs. They want to control the water, too, don't they?
Yeah, and you remember when they were doing that in the Great Lakes? Jesse Ventura covered this on his show, Conspiracy Theory. It's illegal to move water out of the United States in barrels, but you can do it in sprag bags. It's kind of interesting, the discrepancy there. But they did that in Michigan with the Great Lakes and to benefit China. So, yeah, I know about Nestle, and Nestle was the principal company involved in that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we want to thank you for being with us, Dave, and we'll look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
Thanks, John. I'll talk to you then.
Appreciate it very much. Mr. Nyquist, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, you've been very patient because, you know, Dave had limited time, and we got a half an hour here before Steve Bannon comes on to devote to your most recent updates as to what's going on with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. Six books, excellent books. I recommend them. Well, Jeff, what's on your radar that you want to talk about first today, sir?
Well, I on my website, I did an interview with Jimmy from Brooklyn, and I did an interview with Alex Benesch, who is a German researcher looking into the intelligence world. He's written 10 books, and he's looking at the Russian strategy and what the Russians are doing. He sees the same things I'm doing, where Russia has a two-tiered strategy. They're feeding disinformation to the left and to the right. They have people on the left that are pro-Russia, people on the right that are pro-Russia. And they're engaged constantly in active measures. And right now, what we're seeing is a bunch of mistakes or allegations against Ukraine that either turn out not to be true or turn out to be, you know, bungling that may have been encouraged by Russian agents within Ukraine. And we got to remember that Ukraine was a Soviet republic, and of course it was permeated. Its intelligence service, the SBU, is permeated with people who still have a kind of allegiance to the old Soviet concepts. They were part of secret Soviet structures. And this is their time to become active and attempt to save the situation for Russia.
Hold that thought. Yeah. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're adding new articles and videos, not quite every day of the week, but close to it. Last hour, if you were listening, our last caller was inquiring about the Todd Colander interview. Well, it's there. This is the interview where Todd Colander reveals his knowledge, his information, that the Marburg virus will be activated by the 5G burst of energy. That's in my COVID-19 panel. It's pretty far down on the left side. And it's the first thing, the Todd Colander interview. And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals. I'm picking up a fresh delivery of energy cleaners today. If you're tired of being tired, yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you waiting? Arthritis pain slowing you down. You can't do what you like to do. Go dancing with your honey. Ride a bicycle. Walk in the park. Go hunting. Go fishing. The energy cleaner will help. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, which your health care provider, well, they aren't going to do that. They'd be out of business really quick. But I do that for me to you personally. Details on energy cleaner are at my website. The mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at Amazon. And this disinformation being fed to both the left and the right, I find that fascinating, Jeff, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, they're very... We have to give credit where credit is due. Our opposition, the communist, international communist conspiracy, they're very clever and very brilliant men and women to do all the different things they do, aren't they?
Well, I would rather say they're dedicated and they have a concept they're operating under. And, you know, a lot of the things that happen in the world happen because human beings are not very knowledgeable or active and they're not, you know, watching this store, so to speak. And people also, you know, one of the big factors in history is the law of unintended consequences. People do dumb stuff. People forget what right and wrong is or what prudent behavior is. And they forget what the truth is. So, it's like Curry's book on global warming. She believed it and took it for granted that it was true. She started delving into the science and sounding finding, well, yeah, the Earth's climate gets warmer and cooler at different times, but it's human behavior is not causing it. You know, it's not our burning of fossil fuels that's causing this. There may be some residual effect, but it's negligible. What's really happening is, and climate is not that well understood. The sun drives climate more than anything, and the electromagnetic field of the sun and the Earth and so on. So people need to be skeptical. What she found is that a politically motivated group, a minority of scientists, not a small number, believe in this sort of thing and have been pushing it and very aggressively, and they're connected to the left, and they have an agenda to drive these other things, because you have to show that capitalism for some reason can't be allowed to work, or, you know, if you want socialism, or has failed. So the environment, if you find that major business, the thing that's driving capitalism, which is fossil fuels right now, if you find that that is causing runaway climate warming to where the planet's going to heat up and we're all going to die. If you found that, then you found an excuse for a socialist revolution via environmentalism. And that's really what it is. And it was thought up by leaders and scientists in the former Soviet Union, thought up this idea back in the early 80s, probably going back into the 70s. It first appears in a book written by the editor of Pravda around 1982 as an idea for the future, you know, focusing on this issue. So then you have Al Gore, who was basically, his father was made a senator by Armin Hammer, a KGB agent, and so was Al Gore Jr., writing the book Earth in the Balance, and so on. So you see who's pushing whenever you look at something that has a political or economic effect, look at who's pushing it from behind, and then you can tell what it is. Now, some things are just plain stupidity on the part of people's beliefs. We have in Western history over the last 500 years, we've had a series of intellectual wars, right? Beginning with the Reformation, wars over theology, then wars over metaphysics, and then wars over ideology. And we really never had wars over metaphysics, really, because it was too abstract. But ideology, everybody's into that now. And you see how split we are. People say, well, what are you? Are you left or right? And the thing is that most of ideologies is nonsense. When you're talking ideological, you know, the things that people believe, whether it's, you know, some of these extreme conspiracy theories, it's nonsense when you actually look at the facts. The same thing on the left and the right. It used to be that mostly just people on the left believed these kind of conspiracy theories, but there was always a right wing, you know, it's the Jewish conspiracy. It's the Jews. You know, we've got that conspiracy theory, which goes back. It was actually created in the early 19th century by the head of Napoleon's secret police. And using what people don't understand is that Jews were used as spies back in hundreds of years ago and 200 years ago, because when you had, there were certain things Christians weren't allowed to do. and Jews were a community that existed throughout Europe that spoke a language, Hebrew, that they could communicate with people in every country in Europe. And so they could function like the aristocrats, who were transnational too, because they spoke Latin and they thought of themselves as a certain class. So you had intelligence services developing around aristocrats and Jews, private intelligence services run by the leaders at the time, the warrior aristocracy of Europe. So the countries that evolved out of that from the Middle Ages, from feudalism to nation states, as modernity developed, they were spying on each other. You know, the United States didn't really have an intelligence service until just before World War II, just before our involvement in it, the OSS and then the CIA. So we don't have when my dad, that was created when in my dad's lifetime. My dad was a boy, or actually he was in high school when those things were created. So think about how recent the development of our services, where other countries have intelligence practices going back practically to the Roman Empire.
Well, you're talking about the creation of the OSS in World War II?
Yeah. We didn't have an intelligence service before then. I mean, we had private security and private intelligence. And during World War I and the Civil War, we had ad hoc intelligence services, but nothing that was, you know, part of an institution, part of our culture.
Okay, because I know the Army has had it. I don't know when the Army officially became military intelligence.
George Washington developed an intelligence service in the American Revolution.
He did, that's right. He had spies.
Military intelligence has always existed, and it had a different meaning in the 19th century than it does now, for example. And it didn't develop its current meaning until you get into World War I and World War II. But those intelligence services, they're not the same thing as what I'm talking about.
Well, we had the Pinkertons in the 19th century, which now there's a relationship between the Pinkertons and the Secret Service also, I believe, isn't there?
Well, the Pinkerton was a private security agency, around the time of the Civil War and afterwards.
Right.
But private investigators and security people, they're not the same thing because they do not possess the methodologies, the background, the sophistication, and they're not part of the culture of a class of people.
Well, and I agree with what you said, but it's also part of the mission statement is different. I worked as a private detective myself for decades, and I worked with Pinkertons also. But the mission statement is different, and that's the main difference as I see it, being part of that community for so long.
Yeah, well, the thing is that you have the Roman Empire, apparently, a lot of people don't realize, I didn't realize this, Roman Empire had extremely sophisticated intelligence networks. As you would imagine, as an empire would be to have to keep ahead of revolts or conspiracies against the government by different groups that wanted to break away from the Roman Empire.
Sure, absolutely.
And so they had developed, the ancient Greeks developed science. The Romans were very keen on the Greeks, on Greek learning. They realized what the Greeks had, and they exploited it. So the sophistication of these people was tremendous. So when you get after the fall of the Roman Empire, you have these aristocratic families as feudalism is forming under the Franks, under Charlemagne, you get these things. They're appropriating Roman institutions. I mean, they took over the papacy, for example. They took over the church. A lot of Frankish Germans became high-level bishops and archbishops.
That makes perfect sense that when the Roman Empire fell apart, that what was left all over Europe would duplicate what the Romans did. That would only make perfect sense to me.
And the Germans appropriated, the German barbarians, which they were called at the time, appropriate a lot of these institutions. And so the tradition or the sophistication of how to do things and to carry on the training was transmitted to certain families associated with German power. And you had the Holy Roman Empire forming, which is an attempt to form a second Roman Empire. in the West, when the first Western Roman Empire collapsed, the Eastern Empire continued on into the 15th century when the Turks destroyed it. But it's very important to understand that that in America, which is an open society, it's a different kind of society. First large republic since the Roman Republic collapsed in history. It was the United States became a very important place, but it did not develop this sophisticated agencies or government-controlled or even private intelligence that was at the same level. I mean, the history of the Pinkertons is kind of irregular. I think the James Gang took advantage of them at one point.
No, they did. And in fact, I met a direct lineage descendant of Jesse James a couple of years ago. His name was Jesse James also. And there was a lot of people related to Jesse James here in my neighborhood where I live. Before we get to our first caller, the Vatican has had an intelligence service for many centuries, hasn't it?
Well, I would suppose that goes back to the Roman Empire, probably.
Of course, yeah. It does. Here's our caller is Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Thank you, John. My head has always been an eye. This is my favorite program on RBN. Thank you so much. And there's so much that I'd like to say. One last weekend on C-SPAN, I think it was Friday night for Book TV, there was a panel discussion on the church committee. But the reason I really wanted to call was just to say that, remember Pat from Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes.
If anybody would like to make a contribution to RBN in memory of Pat, I would be much appreciated. I miss her a lot. And I will give 5%. I will add 5% to the amount that's donated and give $1 per donor. And so if you'd like to give a donation in memory of Pat from Fort Worth, Texas, I just want to.
Well, we appreciate the offer, Lynn. It's very, very gracious of you to do that, my dear.
Okay, and through the end of the month, and please feel free to share it. You know, you don't need to remember my name, but as long as you let RBN know that it's in memory of Pat, they'll get a little bit of extra money in addition. So, you know, and it, no amount is too small. So whatever you'd like to give is perfect. So thank
very
you
nice.
Very, very much. And thank you for giving me the time. And I just appreciate y'all and especially Jeff. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Lynn. We appreciate the call. For those who don't know, Pat from Dallas was a regular caller for years here at Republic Broadcasting. And she passed away not too long ago. And Lynn's offer is very gracious. Anyway, let's get back to the topic of the intelligence services. Jeff, every morning I had a regular. First, I went to, in Vietnam as an intelligence analyst. I attended the Fourth Corps compound attack, the Tactical Operations Center briefing, and then I picked up documents from the CIA, from RAND Corporation, from military intelligence, from Army Security Agency. And other places, and I would spend my day reading these documents and making sense of them and writing the battalion intelligence summary based on what I learned and what we were doing in psychological warfare. So I was immersed in an environment very, you know, heavily for that time. Learned a lot. I also learned that if I went into the CIA as an intelligence analyst, that I would do great work, write great reports, and have them ignored. That's one of the things I learned about working in military intelligence, Jeff.
Well, of course, people... It's funny, there's an effect that education has that some people just decide they don't like to read. And because of the way their schooling worked.
Right.
They were told to read things that were unpleasant. They were browbeaten over it. They were treated unpleasantly. So I think a lot of people go into college loving literature and exit college hating it or hating learning. So, and as far as reading things, reading intelligence reports, if you think you already know what's going on, why are you going to read somebody's intelligence report when you already think you know, right?
Right, right. Well, that's a wrong attitude if you're in a decision-making position where intelligence is critical to making decisions. But that is, in fact, you're right. That is what happened.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that there's a lot of incompetent people in the world writing intelligence reports and writing reports for other people. And unfortunately, and I'm exposed to this, I have people sending me things all the time. And a lot of it is just nonsense that some people send me. Some people send me valuable things, extremely valuable things. So I need to read all of it in case I don't want to miss anything.
Well, that's one of the things, I agree with you, right? And that's one of the things I learned both in military intelligence and as a criminal investigator, not to ignore anything. It can be from a source that you would never expect to be quite valuable. Right. We have our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, let's continue our conversation, sir.
Yeah.
You're talking about the people going into college, loving literature and leaving college, not liking it at all.
Yeah. Well, why people don't read. And it's we have busy lives too, and people have distractions. But But the thing is that also a busy military leader, for example, may also have a focus that right now he has to do certain things, and reading this thing that may be not what he's concerned with at the moment, he puts it aside and then forgets it, never returns to it. And this is how we live. This is just practical, you know. The other thing is that there are certain larger issues which people don't resolve in their minds, which go on to haunt them later. So knowledge of history, knowledge of the context that we're living in, like this whole thing about communism. Communism became an important issue when Lenin won the Bolshevik Revolution. And then you had a communist parties, people who believed in socialism, not necessarily even Marxists, in different countries, all said, hey, Lenin succeeded. He made a socialist country, the first one in history. Now we're going to get behind him. And you had this worldwide movement in every country. And it isn't just, although the Russians were the key ethnic group in forming the two communist parties that immediately formed in the U.S., and Lenin made them become one party, and we know it is the Communist Party USA today, there are always these communist splinter groups, and sometimes the splintering of them is intentional to draw in groups that wouldn't otherwise join. See, right. Sometimes what the communists do is, okay, they won't join us. We'll send people out to join them. We call that subversion or infiltration, but they do, and they capture other socialist groups because they want global control. And, you know, what... you know, we were hearing Dave talk about BlackRock and so on. You know, it's very, I don't know what his research is, but it's just as a general thing. Corporations and larger entities, countries and governments, they get infiltrated. Anything that's important, BlackRock is, I think, more than $9 trillion worth of investment that they manage. It's like, and they manage people's retirements, right? So they invest your money so that you can live off of the amount. It's 184th, I think, as I remember reading, in terms of the money that it makes. So it makes money for people so they can retire, people on fixed incomes. And so it doesn't control the world. I mean, 1/10 is not even half, right? It's pretty small as the larger, as you figure out how big the pot is. But everything that's large is a target for communist infiltration and manipulation. And you've got people with the environmental agenda, don't invest in oil, don't invest in, you know, so they call it ESG, right? Environment, sure. Is it? Right. Environment, social, government. So you've got to be, you know, woke, you know, woke investing. So they're under pressure for that. They're also, and the woke people will attack it for being, you know, I think an oil executive, Aramco, I think one of the heads of Aramco joined BlackRock, and all the left was all up in arms about it. So you can't, the thing is with you got pressure from the left and pressure from the right, you cannot make anybody happy. And so, you know, it's, we're living in a very strange environment now.
It is. Hold on, Jeff, we got our top hour break. We need a caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay. Hey, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.